Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
Have your journals. Okay, three people have their journals. Okay, it's fine. We'll be okay. All right, well, we've been following our journal, and we're almost to our fourth month before the new journal comes out, which you'll receive in the mail if you are already on our mailing list. If not, you can talk to our information desk, or online you can get signed up online to get that sent out to you. And this is a really great way to follow along every Sunday. So today, our talk title is So Happy Together. You can find that in your journal, and we heard our affirmation, and I am today's speaker. I am Russ Legere. You can write my name down. And there's three questions that I invite you to add to the section that's titled My Notes on Today's Talk. And you don't have to answer them today, but I do invite you to look at them throughout the week. And those questions are, and if you don't have a chance to write them down, you can always catch our live stream recording afterwards. The first one is, how do I show up in my relationships with other people? And then the second one is, how do I practice kindness in my day-to-day life? And the third question is, how do I show compassion in the world? So think about those questions as we dive in today. But as I mentioned, our talk title is So Happy Together. And I'm sure some of you have those song lyrics going through your head right now. I apologize. It's not my intention to put an earworm in your mind, but that's the talk title today. And it invites me to think about, well, are we happy together? I don't know if we always are happy together, especially with the events that I see in the world today. You know, we're just coming out of a pandemic, and now we're seeing war in the world. We're seeing Ukraine being invaded by Russia. And I think to myself, wow, we have some work to do. And I then take that we and I go to, oh, I have some work to do. Because if I'm seeing it, if I'm seeing it reflected in the world, then I have to ask myself, well, how am I not showing up in the world in a way that affirms peace, that affirms love, that affirms kindness and compassion? And I have a lot of feelings that come up when I see what's going on in the world. And, you know, it's a whole spectrum. I move from anger to resentment to joy to love to hope. And sometimes I feel a little lost. And sometimes I feel a little powerless. But what always brings me back is this idea of love. And we heard that as one of the values that Reverend Tara talked about in our opening today, love, the self-givingness of life itself. And I love that definition. And I wanted to add my own to it, too, because I feel like in communities like ours, really in the world, if I'm being honest, love is a really big concept, isn't it? It's hard to pin it down to a single definition because it's something that we feel. It's something that we experience, and it can be hard to put that into words, right? But I tried anyway, as many people do. And I came up with love being a product of relationship. And the definition that came to mind for me is that love is the expression and the simultaneous experience of being in relationship with God, being in relationship with the divine. Now, that might be in the form of us having a relationship with each other. It might be in the form of us having a relationship with ourselves. It might be in the form of us having a relationship through our spiritual practice with this divine being that is truly all that there is. And so what that tells me is that, if God is all that there is and God is love, then that means that we are always in relationship with each other. We don't ever stop being in relationship with each other. Where we get the power of choice, though, is in our free will. We get to choose how we are in relationship with each other, don't we? And sometimes that's not an easy choice, I'm going to be honest. But what I've found is that when I'm not making that choice, when I'm not making that choice to be in positive relationship with myself, with the universe, with the people around me, I can be a little grumpy. I can be hard to be around. I can feel my heart closing off to the world, and I don't experience love. And has anybody noticed how grumpiness tends to be a little contagious? Does anybody like being around grumpy people? I hear a few chuckles. Do people actually like me? I hope not. Oh, I don't. I mean, I don't like being that grumpy person. I don't like being around grumpy people. I don't think anybody does. Because it feels kind of cold and isolating, doesn't it? And what I found is that the more I make an active practice out of cultivating kindness and compassion in my day-to-day life, both of these are tools that we're going to talk about today, the more I am able to experience love in my life. And that's the choice. That's the choice that we get to make as human beings, as humans with that free will, that power to choose. We get to choose how we are going to be in relationship with one another. And I love looking for examples of this in the world because I'm a bit of a news junkie and I can get a little bogged down in the news, right? You know, the news tends to be bad news. So I make a practice out of going and looking for the good news stories out in the world. And I've been looking at good news stories that have come out of Ukraine. And some of you may have already heard of the Polish citizens who have been donating strollers that are filled with supplies for Ukrainian families that are fleeing their homes. And there are countries that are waiving their visa and their immigration requirements so that Ukrainians have a place to go. In fact, I believe Canada said, we are not limiting any Ukrainian who wants to come to our country if you're trying to get out of harm's way. And that just sounds so beautiful to me. The United Kingdom is offering a stipend. I think it was like an equivalent of like a $500 stipend to any UK family that is giving a roof over the head of somebody from Ukraine who is trying to get out of harm's way. And I even read recently about a coffee shop owner in Kiev who is keeping her coffee shop open so that those who are still in Kiev, whether they're soldiers who are defending the city or just people who are unwilling to leave their homes, so that they can have a little bit of a feeling of being normal. And that stuff gets my heart going because I'm like, oh my God, that's what we're talking about. That's kindness, that's compassion, that's open-heartedness. And it invites me to think about my own love for this community, for the world around me. And I have to ask myself, how can I be like that? What does that look like for me? How can I find my way into positive relationship with you, our beautiful community, with myself, with the divine, with the world around me? And the answer that I come to is the power of kindness and compassion. Those two very simple words, I think we all know what they mean. I think we all know what it feels like to be in the practice of them, yes? But I think, at least speaking for myself again, I know that it's not always easy, is it? Sometimes it feels like the world just really wants to be mean. And it can be really hard to find our way to that kindness, to that compassion, when it feels like the world is just, you know? And I think, at least in my own experience, I've noticed that we're taught as we're growing up in life, that we need to protect ourselves, that to be in a practice of open-heartedness, to be in a practice of kindness and compassion, well, sometimes it's not always safe. At least that's what we're told, right? You hear skepticism in my voice because I don't really believe that. But I think that leads us to feel like we're not seen. Because, of course, if we're not practicing kindness and compassion, we're not making deeper connections with one another. And it's hard to really truly see someone if we're not able to make those connections. And that can lead us to projecting our pain, not just on ourselves, but to those around us. I've certainly done a lot of my own pain projection over the years, and it's something that I continue to work on. But nobody likes to hold on to pain. And I think that I personally, even though it wasn't like a direct teaching, it's not something that I was, you know, like went to school and they taught us this, but I think I was taught that to offer kindness is a sign of weakness and that it's not safe to do that. And when I have that realization, it kind of makes my heart break a little bit. That, oh man, am I the only one? I hope really that I am the only one who learned that growing up, because the more I undo what I have learned, the more I see the power of kindness and compassion. You see, the reality is that the kindness and the compassion that we cultivate for ourselves, for others, that show up however they show up, whether it's acts of kindness, words of kindness, or just simply being with our friends when they need us, simply being with those who have less than us and who could use our help. Well, I know that that kindness and that compassion, it's the glue that makes positive connection possible. It's the glue that can strengthen us and bind us together, that can truly create community. Because I know without them, from my own experience, it's really hard to stay connected to others. And in Islam, Muhammad says, "Be kind, for whenever kindness becomes part of something, it beautifies it. Whenever it is taken from something, it leaves it tarnished." I know, how true is that? And what I'm finding more and more is that this practice of kindness, of compassion, of being interested in others, of being interested in what's going on for them, and especially being interested in how we can bring our own kindness and compassion into these relationships that are always going on in our lives, well, it opens our hearts. Because that's how we connect to one another. Certainly, we can connect on an intellectual level. I think that's much easier for us, isn't it? To just be, we're in the words, we're talking about our day, we're doing that sort of thing. But the depth of connection, I know, comes from the way that our hearts meet each other and intertwine and make all this juicy heart love goodness, you know? It's a felt thing when we're truly connecting, isn't it? And that's what I'm inviting us to, that the more we can find our own unique ways of bringing our kindness and our compassion into the world, the more we strengthen our bonds rather than weaken them, the more we beautify our world rather than tarnish it. And so I thought it would be lovely for us to dive into a little spiritual practice, and we've been kind of making a habit of that. I know Dr. Edward had a few meditations this month, so I didn't want to break that trend. And this meditation is something that I call cultivating kindness and compassion through connection. So if it feels comfortable, go ahead and close your eyes. Let us take a nice deep collective breath, breathing in. Breathing out, and simply settle into the rhythm of our breath. And as we get settled, allowing what came before to simply slip away, I invite you to imagine that you are standing in a sunny, grassy, open field with a beautiful blue sky above you and the warmth of the sun just filling you up with joy. Take in the feeling of being in this beautiful place. Feel how safe it feels to be in this beautiful, open, grassy field. And now I invite you to imagine that you see walking toward you your immediate family, your mother, your father, brothers and sisters, if you had them. Imagine that they are walking towards you and that they stand before you. And as they stand before you, notice that coming out of your heart is a glowing spiritual cord that connects you through your heart to the family that stands before you. And take notice of the quality of each of those connections. How do those connections feel? Simply take notice of them. And now I invite you to imagine that your family before you is joined by your extended family and maybe your best friends, and allow them to appear before you. And notice that those same golden cords of light connect you to these newcomers, to your extended family, to your friends. And take notice of the quality of these connections. Do any of them feel stronger than the others? Simply take notice of how these connections feel. And now I invite you to take another deep breath and imagine that everyone that you have ever known appears in this field with your family and with your friends. Don't worry, the field is big enough. And it's okay if you can't remember everyone. Simply know that they are all there, every person that you have ever interacted with in your entire life. And notice how your heart is connected through these golden cords of light to each and every person. And notice how their hearts are connected to one another as well, as though there is this beautiful web of golden light that connects each and every one of you to the other. And simply take notice of this connection. Now you have the option, if you would like, to invite in the loving kindness of the divine, of God, of spirit, of whatever word feels right to you to describe this force for good that is here now, binding us and connecting us together. tune in to your heart center, that place where it's so easy to feel that divinity and to feel that unconditional love. And if you like, you can ask it, ask your heart if it might open up a little bit more to allow some more loving kindness to flow through your heart, through each of these connections to every single person that you have ever known, knowing that as it flows through you and through them, it flows throughout the entire world. Invite that loving kindness to grow, knowing that because it comes from this infinite divine spirit, there is no limit to how much can flow through you. And as this loving kindness flows through your heart, notice how all of these connections grow just a little bit brighter, a little bit more beautiful. Allow this unconditional love to fill you up and to flow out to everyone that you have ever known.